Hi guys, it's Chris here. I wanted to share something with you fellow farmers. Something that has cropped up with myself recently, but I know a lot of you have come across this, and that's the writer's block, or you're just stuck for something to say. And really, I want to find out why do we get stuck? Well, I don't know if you're aware, but writer's block only came into existence around the Second World War. Before that, there wasn't a word for it. It just didn't exist. I mean, the reason is that writing wasn't a high-stakes venture. Writing was a hobby. It was something you did in your spare time without expecting pound notes or in our case, obviously, property blogs. Now, of course, we're all writers. We all put our ideas into words and we share them with tens, hundreds, even thousands of people. And the thing about writing words is that they spread. But the stakes are higher than ever. But so's our fear. And really, at the end of the day, that's the problem, isn't it? It's that fear thing. I don't know about you. And really, I just want to talk to you about fear, because a lot of people say, how do you get rid of the fear? And I think that's the wrong question, guys. Well, the first thing is you shouldn't fear fear. Fear is a good thing. It saves our lives. It helped us from running away from saber-toothed tigers and all manner of things when we were cavemen. But what you've really got isn't fear. You've got anxiety. And anxiety is the killer. Anxiety is the false fear that corrupts our lives. It happens when you imagine possible negative outcomes instead of embracing the reality of now. What's the worst that could happen when you write an article? It goes out and no bugger reads it. No one's going to laugh at you. No one's going to point fingers at you. You're just writing a flipping article. So you've got to be confident in what you write. You know where the figures come from. Just get it out there. We all know it works. We're all sharing little wins with each other. So don't put fear away. Just learn to live with it. Because you can either go back to the old ways of just not doing anything, not writing anything, or you can get out there and be different and be brave. That's what works for me when I am a bit of a writer's block. I slap around the face, tell myself to being a stupid prat, and sort myself out. If anyone wants to pick the phone up to me, as always, pick up the phone. We can have a chat. More than happy. Towards the end of the day is always the best. And I'll speak to you soon, guys. Thanks very much.